A Talmid Chacham once asked Rav Ovadia Yosef Toledano to present his upcoming Sefer to Rav Ovadia Zatzal for a Haskama. When Rav Ovadia went through the Sefer, he discovered that the Talmid Chacham had arrived at the conclusion in favor of the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai that on Leil Shabbat one must first light the candles and then recite the Beracha Ladlik Ner Shel Shabbat. We know, as Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim Shalita often says, that when Rav Ovadia was bored and had nothing better to do, all he wrote about was exactly why this is wrong, why one must first recite the Beracha and then light the candles. This is something that Rav Ovadia did all the time and wrote in almost every sefer about how important it is to not recite a Beracha levatala like the Ben Ish Chai says. We should not follow the Ramah, etc. This Talmid Chacham was called in by Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia welcomed him and explained to him, B'darkei Noam, how the Ben Ish Chai is incorrect. And he went on and explained everything so well that the guy was Model HaEmet, and he changed the Pesach. The 39th of the Kinyanei Torah is Ma'amido Al HaEmet. One who sees his friend misunderstanding, whether it be one's own words, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, or his Nichshal B'Dvar Halacha, and calls it to the friend's attention, so that he recognizes mistake, and fixes it. We can't hide from the truth. If we see our friend making a mistake, we have to explain it to him, we have to correct him. The Tanaim and Amoraim correct each other and argue with each other all the time. It's not a lack of kavod. If it's for the Emet. Of course, the Knesset Yisrael explains we can't lie and be machnif and incorrect Sevara either. At the same time, the Vilna Gaon urges us to not rush and correct our friends, because sometimes we will make a mistake ourselves and be trumped and embarrassed in return. For this reason, a person must have a Chavruta. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim are Nochim Zeh Lazeh B'Halacha. But that's only if it's lishma, it's the Shem Emet, and not just for pilpulim, according to Rashi. The Tiferi Yisrael explains that a person must bring cogent proofs to correct his fellow, using our gadlut and Torah to marshal ra'ayot, so that together we can come to the Emet, explaining to each other what the correct approach and understanding is. And Zohar says that if someone's ma'amidah ha'emet, gets his image etched in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the kiseh ha'kavod, it is so worthwhile to engage in appropriate debate to reach the emet. We fight for the truth. We don't fight for the sake of fighting. The Meiri explains that a Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to be nochim zeh lazeh. They're not supposed to be using their ability to paskin, to be more hora, to accuse each other and to fight it out. Because that blinds like a shochad does, and actually hides them from the emet. And the whole point here of Tikkun Torah is to reach Emet. The Seder Hayom says that conflict is supposed to be the Shem Shamayim, to clarify the Emet. And he and the Chatam Sofer both explained very nicely, the purpose of debate is to see who's right. It's not to defend ourselves or convince our friend to come to our side. Lo Tani Ariv Lintod, it's not to be noted to one side or the other. It's to just figure out, what's the Emet? And if we use the learning and the debating as an opportunity to fight it out, just for the sake of fighting, then it's better we're not learning Torah at all. But go dig some tunnels or do something else for a living. Don't sit and learn Torah, because your Torah is not a zechut, in fact, it's an avera. The Sefer Chassidim says that, in fact, it's a good thing to lose. Because when you lose the debate, it means you learn something, whereas the person who won didn't learn anything. Rav Ovadia, and his grandson of Toledano, at age 15, brought him a notebook, and asked Rav Ovadia with some chutzpah to sign with a haskama. Rav Ovadia said, sure, leave it here. And Rav Toledano came back, Rav Ovadia said, oh, you didn't explain the Beit Yosef properly. And Rav Ovadia started explaining to him what's the right way to understand the Beit Yosef. Rav Toledano didn't get it though. So Saba opened up a tour and started explaining the Beit Yosef until his grandson understood. He said, okay, good, now you learned it, go write it down and come back. Rav Ovadia was very much Ma'amid al Emet. And when people would hand him manuscripts, he would write Hearot. You missed something, you need to add something. To be Ma'amid the person al Emet. Finally, Rav Eliezer Papo says beautifully how even if our friend tries to be ma'id us al ha'emet, and he lashes out with a very harsh and sharp oratory, or very difficult writing, that should not induce us to respond the same. We have to respond softly, and we don't need to respond more than once. Once we say our piece, and we know that we're right, that's it. We don't have to engage further. Divrei Torah benachat nishma'in, and that is how we achieve emet, not through fighting for the sake of fighting, but rather debating to understand l'shem shamayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making sure that we understand him and his Torah so much better. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen v'amen.